Are you ready to cheat on your wife? No, I'm not talking about that kind of cheating. I'm talking about gaining an unfair advantage on how to understand your wife better, love her deeper, avoid unnecessary arguments, and even have more sex with her. That's right. Based on the success of our Marriage Secrets for Men boot camps, we're finally sharing the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men with the public. This is the quick reference must-have go-to guide for husbands and wannabe husbands that can help stack the odds in your favor. The Bible tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. Well, the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men is your shortcut to doing that. So you'll learn 4 questions you can ask your wife in every argument to avoid future arguments. You'll learn the 45 questions you can ask her to learn and master her heart. 50 ways to love your wife better. 6 things you can say to her to manage her response before you damage her emotions. 10 things you can do right now that will lead to more sex. 8 ways to get her to stop ignoring you. Even 49 ways to have more meaningful conversations with your wife, and much, much more. See, this is the manual every divorced man wishes he had before he got married. Well, at least I did. And I'm so God confident that the Marriage Cheat Sheet will become one of the most valuable referred to resources in your marriage library, that if you don't think so, just send it back for a full refund. Trust me, next to our Marriage Secrets for Men Bootcamp, this will be the 2nd best investment you will ever make in your marriage. Now, to get your copy of the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men on sale for a limited time only, just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the store button. That's realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men live to make God happy, not their wives. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble with this today. Let me say it again. I say real men live to make God happy, not their wives. Man, this is probably a real men check-in you probably don't want to let your wife listen to. If you just got out of an argument with her or you made her mad. But eventually, you both might want to really sit down and listen to this together. You know, one of our men in our coaching and accountability program called the Real Men 300, he recently asked me, he says, Dr. Joe, I know I haven't been married that long, but I've been hearing everybody say, I'm talking about both men and women, family and friends, and even the church and the media say that a happy wife equals a happy life. But something about that just doesn't seem to be right to me. What do you think? So I asked him a question. I said, let me ask you this. Do you believe your wife's happiness as a husband should be your number one priority? He said, well, no. I said, then I asked, then what do you think should be? And he reluctantly said, well, God. And I started laughing. I told him, I said, yes, the truth is God gave us a wife to help us, not to replace him. He said in Genesis 2:18, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. See, a happy wife equals a happy life is a secular cliche that has become part of our society's everyday vernacular. And just because it sounds good doesn't necessarily mean it's God's best for us or his best intentions for us. See, there are other similar secular cliches that we've adopted as Christians that seem to be cute and innocent, but can silently hurt our relationships. Not only with God, but with our wives, ourselves, and even money. For instance, tell me if you've heard or said any of these things. God won't ever put more on you than you can bear. Sounds innocent, right? But it's a half-truth. The truth is, God will never put more on you than he can help you bear through the power of the Holy Spirit and his grace. Even Philippians 4:13 tells us this. It said, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. What about this one? God helps those who help themselves. Again, that sounds great, but it's only a half truth. The whole truth is God will help those who are humble enough to ask for his help. James 4:6 tells us that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And need I mention the infamous cliche, money is the root of all evil. We should all know by now that that's not what the Bible says about money. 1 Timothy 6:10 tells us, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, not money itself. See, I think you get the picture. So let's get back to this cute cliche that a happy wife equals a happy life. Let's finally expose and address this half-truth once and for all. First of all, there's nothing wrong with having a happy wife or making your wife happy. But the truth of the matter is, that's not even on God's agenda. God didn't create us so we could be happy. Being happy is only a byproduct of what's happening to us and around us. See, happy is an emotion that usually is dictated by happenings. And chasing a state of happiness and trying to maintain it is like trying to catch 100 butterflies all at the same time. It's almost impossible to maintain. God made us for one reason and one reason only, to delight in Him as He delights in us. Everything we ever wanted, He wanted us to find in Him, not in our wives, not in our children, not in our parents, not in our careers, and not in money. Only Him. In fact, everything we do, say, and even think should be to His delight, not our wives. He tells us this explicitly in the Bible. In Psalm 37:4, He says, "Delight yourself in the Lord." In Colossians 3:17, He tells us, "Everything you do in word and in deed, do it in the name of the Lord." Matthew 6:33 tells us, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." Philippians 4:4 tells us, "Rejoice in the Lord always." See, there's no mention or mandate in the Bible about us making our wives happy and the promise of a happy life if we do. In fact, not one time will you ever find the word happy even mentioned in the context of marriage. Isn't that something? So could that be true? Is God not concerned about our marriage and about us making our wives happy? My answer is not necessarily. I truly believe God wants us to experience happiness, but not at the expense of walking in holiness. You know, I think I need to say that again. I truly believe God does want us to experience happiness, but not at the expense of walking in holiness. Now, where you'd be hard-pressed to find the word happy in the Bible as an end goal, you'll find the word holy mentioned over 500 times and explicitly mentioned when it comes to how we're supposed to love our wives as husbands. Ephesians 5:25 through 27 says this, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her, that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that He might present the church to Himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, and wait for it, that she might be holy and without blemish." See, the word tells us that God wants us to present Him with a holy wife, not a happy one. This is so important for us to understand as men. When your goal is to make your wife happy, then you're putting yourself at risk of becoming spouse-centered instead of Christ-centered. And when we become spouse-centered, then unintentionally we can mistakenly make our wives a false idol. Ouch. And how do we do that? By worshiping and praising her instead of worshiping and praising God. Now, please don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying you shouldn't be concerned about your wife's happiness, but it shouldn't be the focal point of your marriage. God is, and always should be. Because when we make our wives' happiness the focal point of our marriage, then we're inviting frustration, stress, anger, bitterness, confusion, discouragement, and even resentment when she's not happy. Now, does that make sense? So what should we do as husbands? Well, you do what God told you to do when it comes to loving your wife. Become one with her. Walk in agreement with her by being equally yoked. Live with her in an understanding way. Show her honor as the weaker vessel. Protect her spiritually from the enemy. Provide for her. Serve her. Wash her in the word. Present her wholly to Him. Because the truth is, a happy wife doesn't equal a happy life. But a holy wife equals a happy God and an amazing life. Because real men live to make God happy, not their wives. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you guys know I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners. One, it keeps me pumped up and excited. But it also helps us get this podcast in the ears and the hearts of men just like you. And here's one we received. And this one came from, let me see, what's the name on this one? It says ACAD88. ACAD88. And ACAD88 writes, Life changed. Wow. My brother, Dr. Joe Martin, your words are deep and life-changing. I was looking for a good manly podcast, told my wife, and she found your podcast. I've been hooked on it ever since. I listen to it daily, and I've taken a lot of notes. May God bless you and your family, and may God keep working through you. And thank you, ACAD88, for that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And like I said, I love reading these, and I kind of pick them at random. Who knows? If you leave a podcast review for us, I may actually read yours on the air. And Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. If you didn't know by now, we're also the number one rated podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders just like you, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.